Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you, as always, by our friends at Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're biased because you love Mike Giardi more than Christmas itself, you got to get Glassman. Call us at 717-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance, and I ask you one simple question. Are you ready?
Damn right.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so the last couple days, I've really gotten into the holiday spirit. Had a couple eggnogs last night that really helped get me into the holiday spirit. Got my Grinch hoodie on. So therefore, I thought I would express a feeling that I think is very distinct. Three-point stance. That means I'm going to tell you there's really only three options for the best holiday movies / TV shows, in my opinion. One of them just happened to air last night. I didn't watch it. I was watching the football game, but click, recorded it. That would be The Grinch. The original Grinch, the original 22 minutes of original Grinch action.
That tracks.
Is up there. Number two on your list, Christmas Vacation. That brings the eggnog in. My guy, Clark Griswold, his issues chasing a Christmas tree like I had recently, finding the perfect Christmas tree, getting angry when you can't. It's ruined. Chainsaws, the Christmas lights, the blow-ups blew down yesterday. Get to that later. And finally, the third option is Elf. Those are the only, there's a lot of Hall of Good shows out there, Hall of Good movies out there. It is the greatest time of year. Those channels that do the 25 days of what you're going to watch, love all of them. But the Hall of Fame is as simple as Christmas Vacation, Elf, and The Grinch. And I don't think we have a buzzer, so I'm just going to cut myself off before I go all Ted Johnson and do 3.5 minutes here. Fitzy?
Wow, that was that's good.
You're the
for
film
you.
Guy. Tell me,
yeah.
Okay. What, where am all I right. wrong?
Okay, so your favorite special is The Grinch. That's fine because some, to some it's Rudolph, even though Rudolph also encourages bullying.
Yeah,
isolation.
Santa's a dink.
A lack of inclusion. some potential racist tones. Like, yeah, Rudolph isn't aging very well. Frosty the Snowman, not so great. The Charlie Brown Christmas special
stinks.
Really, really not great, except for the fact that it's the GOAT soundtrack. It is always the first and last Christmas album I play each and every year, and I shall hear no slander about the legend of Vince Guaraldi. But to your two movies, Elf, undeniably, just the minute you saw it, you were 30 minutes into it, and you're like, this is an all-time Christmas movie. This is damn near... Wait, now I'm going to get timed out?
I don't think Jackson has any idea what he's doing back there.
Hey, man, I'm just hitting the buttons that Dan tells me to hit.
Oh, I didn't tell you to hit that button.
Not now, anyway.
Okay.
Save that for later.
All right. But 30 minutes into Elf, you knew you're watching an all-timer. Like, this is one of the greatest Christmas movies ever. And it is aged gorgeously. And sometimes it's kind of like eggnog in a lot of ways. You look forward to it. It's seasonal. And it's so sweet, so delicious. Sometimes you overindulge on it by watching it 2-3 times a season. I think it's best recommend. I would recommend best to once or twice tops. Christmas Vacation is also a movie that, you know, years ago I didn't like terribly much, but I've rewatched it with my family, and now I've welcomed it into the holiday rotation. I'm not going to call it top five, but I enjoy it very much. But my bit, where I take umbrage here, is your exclusion of classics, all-timers like Scrooged with Bill Murray, which is a brilliant retelling. What?
I said meh.
Okay, that's
you
your
heard me.
Okay, that's meh. It. Andy's one-word reviews, meh. Okay, Scrooge, an unbelievable retelling of A Christmas Carol. Some of the best acting you'll ever see from a comedic actor turned dramatic performance. It's a Wonderful Life. It's long. It's a little bit slow. It's emotional. And
he just told you why not to watch it.
But it's a spectacular. I mean, no man who has friends is a failure.
We're actually not allowed to watch it in our household because my wife hates it.
Why does she hate it?
I don't know, but it literally, if I put that on and she walks in, she can tell immediately because of the black and white and sort of, you can see it. She's like, is this that terrible movie again? Shut that off. This movie's terrible. And I'm like, you know, people think it might be the greatest movie ever made.
Andy, let me tell you a quick story. The reason why James Stewart's performance is so great in this movie is because he was actually going through PTSD from World War II during the filming of the movie. So what you're seeing is not just like, oh, a great performance from somebody who is able to channel inner emotional depths or synthesize feelings. The guy actually was traumatized, and what they went through making this movie brought that out, which created a unique once-in-a-lifetime performance I don't think you'll ever see replicated.
The baby's mediocre.
Okay.
You tell me about the pain. The baby was mediocre.
Okay. I'm just going to serve you American cheese on everything the rest of your life. And finally, A Christmas Story. One movie merits being shown 24 hours a day on Christmas on TNT or TBS. It's one of the two of them. I'm not sure which one. And that is A Christmas Story. To me, that is the all-timer because you'll shoot your eye out, kid. Well, I think it's the most quotable of all holiday movies. Dan Ball, I don't know if you had to have seen it by now, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You can't not.
So what is your favorite holiday movie?
It's hard to disagree with Christmas Vacation. That one's been
you
a newer
absolute sycophant, suck up, studio based. What is it really? I'm just busting your chops. Is it really your favorite?
I feel like I have to change my answer.
No,
now.
You don't have to change your answer.
No, I was.
Did you guys mention the Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
I like that a lot.
That one's right up. That honestly, I think that might be my answer even more so than Christmas Vacation. Vacation is more, I would say, like early adult has added to the list. But
yes.
The Santa Claus has bridged all
excellent
generations
movie.
Of Dan Ball.
I saw the Santa Claus in the theater.
Really?
I did. And I realized,
Jackson, geez. that's when you hit sick brag, bro.
A couple of...
Was it in color or black and white?
Shut up. I believe I was in high school.
Sick brag, bro.
Actually, Dan, funny thing was, it was silent and there was a gentleman up front playing piano with title cards.
A few of my friends and I went, and I believe we were the only people in the theater that weren't like a parent with a kid, a grandparent with a kid. Like, we were the only just like... Yeah, you four guys, did you go in the wrong theater? Did you think there was like a horror movie or an action movie? And we sat there and it was tremendous. So I love that.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Wait, all right, let me throw a couple other ones out there. Just Santa Claus is outstanding. Do you guys consider Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
How could it not be?
Yeah.
You mean Die Hard? Did you mean to say Die Hard?
Yep, I did. Lethal Weapon 2, also a Christmas movie.
I was like, Home Alone is literally about Christmas.
I know, but everybody, like, it's the big movie everybody watches, like, Thanksgiving weekend, but people don't seem to watch it as much during Christmas, even though it is specifically framed and centered around Christmas. That's in my top five. I did rewatch Bad Santa last year. Not as funny as when I first saw it.
Yeah.
I got one in the one that I saw in the theaters because it came out when I was growing up. The Polar Express.
The Polar Express!
I know it gets a lot of hate because the animation is a little creepy.
Yeah.
But content of the movie itself.
I like it. Yeah. To me, that's a one watch. Christmas Vacation is a multi watch. That's a one watch.
Okay.
The Polar Express would benefit significantly from a redo with like what we have now for Avatar style computer animation, James Cameron esque, if you will, because that rotoscoping bizarre thing that Robert Zemeckis did with that movie. That animation looks a little creepy. Like Tom Hanks in that movie kind of looks like the guy that you need to tell your kids to stay 500 feet away from, or like don't take his candy in the back of a van. That said, that's my favorite Christmas book of all time by a country mile. And I challenge any dad sitting in bed late at night drinking cocoa with the kids reading that book to not well up like you're watching like Rocky or The Champ or one of your favorite sports movies.
Okay, Dan Ball.
All right, we'll leave that one there. But way to mix it up there, Andrew. I thought
a lot of people angry on the text line.
Yeah, somebody.
It's just an opinion.
Somebody went 0-3. Elf sucks. Christmas Vacation sucks, and so does The Grinch. So
you know
there
who
you
else
go.
Sucks wow. You 781.
Right. And that just hey Jackson, could you clip that off and make it a promo for the show?
There you go.
You got it.
Our outreach. Making friends on the afternoon show.
In the meantime, Fitzy's going to try to do some image repair in 60 seconds for your 3-point stance. Good luck. Okay. God bless. And your time begins right now.
All right, Andy, you gave a list of 3 things that you love watching. I'm going to give you, as you clap back at people on the text line, I'm going to give folks a list of 3 things I think that they're going to want to watch. Now, look, recently, please, I'm going to ask, do not let the way that Lane Kiffin hijacked the narrative in the past week and a half in college football, do not let the way that Bill Belichick's UNC season has gone at large, or do not let Boston College and their failure to resuscitate the program at BC over in the Heights this season sour your feelings on college football, because while it has been a bit of a wonky season at large, tomorrow, Championship Saturday for college football could potentially be one of the best Saturdays involving just a handful of games in recent memory, if not all time. Tomorrow, you've got at noontime, 11th-ranked BYU against Texas Tech for, I guess they're the Big 12 now or something. I don't know. That's going to be a phenomenal game. At 4 o'clock, the SEC Championship, Georgia versus Alabama. It usually doesn't get better than that. 90% of the NFL games you'll watch on Sunday won't be better. And then I dare say this, the best football game anyone will watch all weekend, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on Fox, number 2 Indiana at number 1 Ohio State at Lucas Oil Field in the Big Ten Championship. That is going to be a phenomenal football game. Number 1 draft picks are at stake. College football playoff seedings are at stake. Big time, more than just a Big Ten Championship. You have a preview of who could actually win the whole enchilada. It is going to be an awesome warm-up day for NFL Sunday. Don't miss it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes!
I am very much looking forward to it. I also love this time of year because I think 4 o'clock one of them starts. So you're like, it got dark. I can't do anything really all that productive the rest of the day. Might as well.
Hey, did you finish raking the yard? Honey, it's dark.
It's
I can't
dark
see.
Out. Football's on. Time to watch football. And then the second part is I could not be a bigger right now fan of a school than Indiana.
Indiana.
Because I hate Ohio State. And I love Cignetti. The guy who, you know, that whole thing, like, how do you recruit? I just tell people that I win, Google me. And, you know, what does he call himself? Like a cocky nerd or something like that?
Yeah.
I love what he is doing for that program and for sort of the world of college football. Like, oh, wait, why is Indiana a top football program? I don't know, because they found the right guy who did the right things, brought in the right talent, and yep. they've made themselves a top football program. This whole belief that you have to be Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, or Alabama to compete.
The blue bloods, the big money, the backers.
I love this story. Indiana is one of the best football teams in the country because they have one of the best coaches that we've seen in modern times.
And Andy, you know when the sort of rise of the Indiana Hoosiers football program began was 7 years ago, when freshman Michael Penix Jr. was their quarterback and came out of nowhere and led them to an improv. I want to say they either beat Michigan or Ohio State that year, but like played a bunch of really close games. It was like, oh man, Indiana? And then the Sudfeld kid comes in and everything. And now Cignetti has the program on fire. And their quarterback right now, pardon me, I forget his name. He is right now, I think, on the top of most draft boards, the first overall pick. And sadly, probably going to go to Cleveland. So good luck with that kid.
But yeah, I will be spending a lot of my Saturday with probably a Miller Lite, some eggnog, and some football on watching these games. And it is still fun. I know people like to bitch about college football and the brokenness of it. And we've done it, and because it is. But these conference championship Saturdays, they're pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it's really, really a special day. And I if Indiana Ohio State plays out the way that I think most of us believe it will.
Wait, how do we believe it will?
All the way down to the wire.
Okay, I hope so. Because I think there's some people that may believe that Ohio State is just the significantly better program and might hammer/nail them. And I hope that doesn't come to fruition. That would be sad. That would make sad Andy tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that's too bad. We get enough of sad Andy during the week. I wouldn't want that to bleed over into the weekend. All right, gentlemen, I will throw 60 seconds on the clock for myself, and I will tell you that not every return to Boston sports arenas needs a grand welcoming back. So last night, the Bruins welcomed the St. Louis Blues to TD Garden, and as such, they welcomed former head coach Jim Montgomery back to TD Garden. In the middle of the first period, during a stoppage in play, there was a welcome back Monty. There was a polite but probably somewhat frustrated round of applause from the fans. Just to recap, 120-41-23 in his time in Boston. A first-round exit, a second-round exit, both of which came to the Florida Panthers. The mishandling of a goaltending situation in the playoffs and reported spats with the team's captain and its best player. Back on January 17th, 2018, the Bruins welcomed Claude Julien back as the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens. That's a guy that won a cup, won a lot of games, and did some great things in Boston. You want to honor somebody like that? Honor somebody like Brad Marchand? I'm fine with that. That's a person who has a legacy in Boston. But not everybody, not guys like Jim Montgomery, need welcomes back to Boston sports for having done next to nothing over a very short time.
Wow, next to nothing. Didn't he set the points record?
And then what happened?
2.5 seasons.
That didn't go great. Right. I'm just saying, did you say 120-40 is his record?
120-41-23.
That's pretty damn impressive.
It's
great. You quant people that just look at numbers. If you didn't know the narrative or the stories around it and just read that off a stat sheet, you'd be like, wow, he was a great coach for that team for a short period of time.
Yeah, and then
I agree.
And then
you'd
go, how many trophies does he have in his trophy case?
No, I agree with you. This has become more and more of a thing, and I find it incredibly annoying. Incredibly annoying. I know it's huge in hockey. I feel like hockey actually leads the way. I feel like hockey has the most videos.
Seems to be. There's natural.
Like the NBA does.
The NBA has a lot. I feel like if Jordan Walsh played hockey and left, they would do a video. Whereas in the NBA, I don't think they will. I feel like in the NBA, they do keep it to kind of like stars/slash starters or whatever.
And maybe that's a cultural thing. You know, it's very much a we over me kind of sport. And, you know, there's a culture that goes along. Every guy is valued. Every guy's part of the group, all that kind of stuff. Having grown up in it, I recognize it, and that's fine. But a guy who did a lot of regular season winning, was here barely more than 2 years, got himself fired, kind of low-key was part of tampering with the St. Louis Blues. And
landed on his feet quickly.
Yeah, sure, he did, and now he's coaching another mediocre team and may get fired again. So I don't know. That's not a guy, given the headlines, the fights with Marchand, the fights with Pastrnak, the mishandling of Swayman and Ullmark in the playoffs. That's not a guy who I'm like, you know what? Welcome back, Monty. Let's go, man. I didn't need it last night.
And it creates an awkward situation because, like, you are putting the crowd in a position where they know what you're doing. So you're supposed to acknowledge, thank, cheer, whatever.
Yeah.
Or if I don't want to.
Right.
But now am I being kind of a jackass in the crowd? Like, and then it also devalues when you do it for Brad Marchand, which he was crying, like the whole thing. That's a legitimate one. So like you devalue by doing it for everybody. Like it's that whole theory. Speaking of Christmas, I wish it was Christmas all year round. Well, it wouldn't be as fun. It wouldn't be as enjoyable. It would be called every day. Part of the value of Christmas is it only comes once a year. It's a short season. If you do less of these videos, I feel like the ones that should be done when you do it for a Bergeron or a Pasta or like a great player would resonate more. Instead, it's like, didn't we do one of these last week for Monty?
Yeah, right.
That's Plus the poor video crew.
In the 413, if I didn't clarify this, I apologize. He did not get a video last night. He got, I think, a graphic and just an acknowledgement from the PA announcer and stuff like that. Even that, to me, why?
Right.
Do I really need to go out of my way, to your point, to kind of awkwardly and uncomfortably be like, yeah, he was
hey,
here
thank
once.
Thank you, coach. We liked you so much. We fired you after 2.5 seasons.
Right,
well,
exactly.
And I would throw the Mike Vrabel barometer out there. Is it interesting or is it important that Jim Montgomery came back? It's interesting.
Sure.
It's not important.
Everybody comes back if they're coaching or playing, right?
Right. You either get another job or you don't. If you get another job, you're going to come back no matter how good and or bad you were, right? Yeah, I don't – it's a weirdness. I don't care for it, and I do think hockey leads the way, and I don't know if it's your culture thing or whatever it is, but do less.
Yeah.
Do less. Make the ones you do mean more.
And you made the best point out of it is that it does – we've talked so much this week about the Hall of Fame and Belichick and Kraft and all that kind of stuff. Like, that is the honor. These aren't the same things, but it is an honor that's supposed to be bestowed upon the very best and brightest from your franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jim Montgomery – I'd even throw in from earlier this year, is Brandon Carlo the best and brightest from your franchise?
No.
Like, I would say Montgomery –
Did he get a video?
He got something. I don't remember if it was a video or a welcome back.
What are we doing?
Yeah, if it was just a graphic for Carlo, even that, I'm like, all right, maybe. Monty, I'm out on that.
Also, it devalues the intelligence of the fan. It sort of undercuts their ability to do it organically, right? A guy touches the ball on the basketball court or touches the puck on the ice, and maybe everybody cheers and acknowledges.
Yeah.
Because we're smart, and we remember you played here. We're going to give you a little bit of an ovation here. It takes that away if it's, like, orchestrated through a video and a ceremony between timeouts or whatever. Like, I don't care for it unless it's truly worthwhile.
Yeah.
Like, you could argue that Marco Sturm is well on his way to being a better and more liked coach than Jim Montgomery was, right? I mean, it's an early argument, very, very, very premature argument. But I'm just saying, the way he's resonating with his team and with the fan base, is he going to get a video when he leaves? Because you will leave, Marco. Sorry, it's the way the business works.
Yeah, but former Bruin, you know, that one's kind of a weird one.
I'm with
one.
You. Less videos hockey, less videos basketball. Save it for the elite guys and then allow the crowd to do it organically.
Let
them acknowledge guys that come back organically because they're smart fans from Boston. All right, Dan Ball, nice job on the three-point stance. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our weekly chat with another Grinch, not my sweatshirt. Mike Giardi will join us to talk Patriots, bye week, NFL, and probably a little Hall of Fame discussion where we can get his opinion on Kraft and Belichick. That's up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone. Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.